Good morning. Hope you're having a great day so far. Welcome to Failure to Launch. I'm your host, Joe Ramirez. Today's episode is brought to you by Random Enterprises. That is the name of a company that I never formed. So I find it appropriate to be today's sponsor. Maybe I'll go buy the domain again. I owned it for a while, but I let it go. Anyways, that's another story. Quick update on my friend's podcast. It is not up still. Like I said, we'll probably catalog that each day as we count down towards October 13th. I did speak with her last night briefly. She said she recorded a new intro, made some progress. And while I never want to take away from progress, progress is important. Incremental steps and small action leads to big changes. I have to say, that's not the purpose of our discussion here. There's still that point where you gotta just jump off the cliff. You packed your parachute, you got your backup parachute, now you gotta jump. So that's the thing. We're still waiting for her podcast to go live. Anyways, we'll move on from that. I just want to continue on from yesterday's discussion. We talked a little bit about the fear of failure and what causes that. Why do we, hold back? And so today I want to talk about success, because one of the definitions of failure was the absence of success. And I think that's a big part of what can mess with us when it comes to taking steps and jumping. So I did a quick Google search. I get two definitions for success. The first, which I love, is the accomplishment of an aim or a purpose. I think that's the one we got to focus on. The second one, and it has a little footnote that says archaic, it says the good or bad outcome of an undertaking. That's the one that I think most people use, and that's what drives a fear. What if I have a bad outcome? What if I prepare, I do all this stuff, I go for it, and it turns out bad? Suddenly, I'm missing success. Now I have failure. I don't want to do that. That's where we get caught up on. So you can't create this dichotomy of good or bad. All there is an outcome. What you do with it determines whether it's going to be good or bad. And that's why I love the accomplishment of an aim or a purpose, because even if your aim is to execute some high level something, if you come up short, but you're able to look at how you came up short and evaluate and make adjustments and then continue to improve, then you haven't failed. You're just part of your journey. And again, that goes back to my friend saying, hey, I made some small progress. Great. We're not there yet. We're not at our goal of launching the podcast, but we're closer. And being closer today is better than not being closer. So that's what I want us to look at. That's what I want you to reflect on today. Think about the project that you have in front of me, the woodworking thing that's in the garage that you haven't finished. I have a motor for a car that I haven't touched that I need to for a project. What is it? And what are the incremental steps that you can work on each and every day? Define your aim and your purpose so that you know exactly what success is going to look like for you. That's what I think we got to focus on today. So I hope you get after it. If obstacles come up, step back, evaluate, re-engage, and rock and roll. Okay? Have a great day.